a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
House Commerce Committee will now come to order. I'd like to welcome everybody here today. Welcome those few that are listening over the internet. If you got your cell phone with you, turn the sound down. Turn the sound down on the computers. This time I'll ask the secretary to call the roll.
Representative Spiel.
Here.
Deutsch.
Here.
Harrison is excused. Holly.
Here.
Kirschman.
Here.
Norstrup is excused. Stulzer.
Here.
Wick.
Here. You gotta holler loud.
Here.
Willardson.
Here.
Woman.
Here.
Zickman.
Here.
Schoenbeck is excused. And Rounds.
Here.
We have a quorum.
We do have a quorum. Representative Wick, do you have a motion?
I would move to approve the minutes of the last meeting.
Second.
We have a motion by Representative Wick to approve the minutes, seconded by Representative Wollman. Any discussion on the minutes? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are so approved. This time of the meeting, it's always important to introduce guests. Representative Wick.
Mr. Chairman, personal privilege, please.
Granted.
I would like you to all meet my son. Please stand up. My son, Connor, he's 9 years old. He is skipping school in Big Stone City today to go see what his dad does for one day of the session.
Welcome to House Commerce and Energy. Hopefully someday you'll be sitting up here. And with that, we don't have any testifying to do today, but we do have pages here to help us distribute any information. We've got five of them here. This is their last day. I want all five of you to come up here, introduce yourselves, tell us where y'all from and what your plans are. Come on down.
I'm Emily Plumage. I'm from Pierre, and I plan to go to Ohio State University.
The.
I'm Shelby Campman. I'm from Elkton, and I plan on going to pharmacy school at SDSU.
I'm Cassandra Jones. I'm from Pierre, and I'm planning on attending the University of South Dakota next year.
Go yo.
I'm Jenna Johnson from Pierre, and I plan to go to the University of Minnesota.
I'm Mike Dubick from Sioux Falls, and I'm going to go to NSU through the University Center.
Well, I'd like to thank you guys for the work you've done. The past 2 weeks have gone fast, haven't they? Today we're going to have a very, very quick meeting and a very easygoing meeting, so you won't have to have much work done. The purpose of the meeting today is we've completed all our bills, and one thing I'm pretty proud of, if you look on here, I think we've killed 10 bills this year, which is a pretty good effort on this part. We're supposed to weed out legislation up into committees, and I've seen some committees where they've had very little, if anything, that they killed in a committee, or they go to the floor and they meet their demise. So I'm pretty proud of the effort that this committee put in of looking over legislation. We've had some pretty long days, frustrating days, but the committee did their job. We put out a lot of, I think, 36 House bills, think is what I counted. That's a pretty good number for the first term. So the purpose of the meeting is summer studies. Now, there used to be a time in the legislature where we would have mandatory studies on sunset committees, where they would pick a department or an agency in state government, and they would have a sunset. They called it a sunset study where we would review their purpose. You know, they give us a dog and pony show for a couple days and talk about issues that they're facing, and every now and then we'd have a bill come out of that. But we've done away with those, which kind of gives us a little more flexibility with summer studies. And over the past years, I know last year we had the one on the wine bill, which was specifically one bill. Ended up bringing four pieces of legislation out of there. Then we had the Roads and Bridges Task Force and the Ag Land Assessment Task Force. But during the course of session this year, and I don't limit this to just commerce issues, are there issues that you've seen that on a specific subject matter that needs to be discussed, maybe in an interim committee? Representative Beal, that finger is very close.
Chairman.
Representative Beal.
Are we really on the internet?
Yes, we are.
No.
You're just figuring that out.
No. Oh, this. I hate to say it. So I'll say it anyways.
Go ahead.
Chairman, is it possible we could do a summer study on a place to smoke for the legislators? Okay.
Falls under energy.
Energy.
I have a feeling that summer study will be at that place. That is an issue, though. We had some legislators when they passed the ordinances about no smoking in the Capitol. They'd have to get up in the middle of committee and run outside and have one. And it's a discussion I think needs to be done with LRC, executive board, and then the governor's office. I don't think we could do a study on that. Do you have a comment? Representative Beal.
Thank you for giving me the right avenue to pursue.
Now, I always say dump it on LRC if we can. Or executive board. That's what they're there for. Are there any other issues? I'm going to give you a couple of topics. Representative Harrison, do you have something on mind?
I do have an issue, and it comes from a constituent of mine. The abandonment of vehicles. He owns a tow truck company, and it is a lengthy and onerous job to get a license on an abandoned vehicle. It can take up to 4 or 5 months. And so we have these abandoned vehicles that are sitting around in a town and can't do anything with them. I just think, and I did talk to somebody over at the Senate that feels the same way that I do, so it might be a summer study.
Second.
I am taking notes on this because I want to run through all of these, but somebody said second over there.
And yeah, that would be me, Mr. Chair.
Representative Wick.
We are in the towing business, and I can tell you what a pain it is to be involved in that. And I think our Senate Bill 80 will take some of the stress off that we passed this year. But I think it's time to take a look at the entire process. In the state, sometimes just to do a title search to find out who actually owns one of these abandoned vehicles can take over 30 days. And we've only got 45 days to act on the entire process. So, if nothing else, just to take a look and see if there's anything we can do to either streamline the process or at least maybe change a couple of the dates around so that we can legally get it done.
Chair.
Representative Beal.
I got a question for the representative.
State your question.
What does it cost in that process for you to go through that to get that done?
The money isn't really that big of an issue. It's the time. Right now, if you find an abandoned vehicle, let's say the Highway Patrol calls us, there's an abandoned vehicle on Highway 12, we go get it, we bring it in. We have to start the process. Within 45 days, we have to find out who holds the title on that vehicle. We have to contact them. There has to be certified mail or registered mail or whatever it is. Certified. We have to get a return from them, and if we can't find them, then we can file for an abandoned vehicle title. And then you get a new title, and then you can crush the car. Well, now with Senate Bill 80, we can get around some of that that we passed this year, which has been we'll see how that works. But if you want to acquire the vehicle and maybe sell it down the road instead of just being crushed, there would be some options there. And I think it's something to look at. And there's a few other towing issues we could look at if we're opening it up at the same time. Just basically the entire industry. You know, what is a towing company? That's not ever defined in law.
I agree with you. I was looking to bring in a piece of legislation last year about towing trucks. I deal with a lot of issues on the interstate, busy place. And with all the truck traffic heading up north to that little oil field in North Dakota, they all have the little yellow lights on top. But then you have an accident on the interstate where you've got a lot of vehicle to pick up, several vehicles or whatever the case may be, and the tow truck is there in the middle of the highway. People are getting numb to the yellow flashing light. And I was thinking maybe we should allow tow operators in certain circumstances to have a flashing red or blue light.
Well, that goes back. I know a little history why we lost our red lights. Tow trucks used to be able to have red lights or blue lights or whatever color lights we wanted. There was a time when there was two very aggressively competing tow companies in Sioux Falls that would listen to the scanner, kick on their red lights, and race to an accident to see who would get the tow. And that's when the police and the lawmakers got involved and said, you guys can have yellow lights. So that is something to look at now. I think we have some very honorable, respectable tow companies out there.
Are there any other comments? I think this is a good topic to look at, the towing industry. Specifically, maybe we got to get down a little deeper as to the scope of the study. You know, what is a tow company? And go through the different processes of what their duties are, because I think the state, you know, they rely on the tow companies to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning or to drive 60 miles one way to pick up a car that isn't worth $100.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I think the issues lie, especially West River. East River, I think you got a little easier than out west, because I know guys around the Kadoka, Phillip, and Myrtle area, they have a long way to go to pick up some vehicles.
Yes, sir.
Any other discussion on this? Would you like this to be an individual request or a committee request?
That would be at the discretion of the chair, sir.
Well, if the committee so deems it important enough, we can do it as a committee request, Commerce Committee request as a summer study. And if the committee, so if you wanted to make the motion of having this be in a summer study, we can work out the details as to the scope, because we have to narrow the scope of this so specific questions can be answered.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Deutsch.
What's the difference if it comes forward as a committee request versus an individual request?
Really, it gets the same attention, but if it comes out from a committee, I think people kind of give it a little more respect, maybe on e-board. It's all voted on by e-board. Representative Willardson.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, for the benefit of the members and on the internet, maybe you could explain more about the summer study process and how it develops into becoming a study.
What we do is individuals and or committees will make recommendations that are sent to the executive board. The executive board will then review them, put them into form, and then each legislator will get a list of all the requested summer studies mailed to them, and then you will then number them 1 through 5 in importance. And you will return that to LRC. That'll be presented to eBoard. eBoard will look and see which ones have the most support, and those are the ones that they vote on and pick. And well, it's pretty close. Representative Howley, you've been through the process.
Yeah, you're right up to the very end there. Just because it has the most, they haven't been getting the committees. So, but what we do is we get a summarized sheet then from the after everybody gets the whole entire list of what has been thrown out as an option for the studies. Everybody gets a chance to pick their top. That list then is compiled, and then we get a list by topic, by how many legislators for each one want to discuss it. And that's kind of our starting point for the discussion then. We're limited to 2 or 3 topics. I think we budgeted a maximum of 3. The Jolene Task Force was part of the budget. That was killed in the state affairs Wednesday on the Jolene's Task Force. And so right now we have about 3 that we'll fund is what's going to happen this year.
Thank you. And if you notice my comments at the end, I said, and then they will vote on which ones. So the executive board can say the heck with this, the heck with that. We're going to support this one and that one. Representative Willardson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And then maybe talk about how the summer study committees are formed and how you're appointed to a committee.
Well, that, thank you, Mr. Representative Willardson. That's pretty much in the same format. You will then get a list of those summer studies that have been selected. You'll be asked if you want to sit on a summer study and which ones. You will then submit that form back to LRC. That'll be given to Executive Board. Executive Board will talk amongst themselves and decide who's going to chair, who's going to vice chair, and who will be the members of the committee. A little bit of politics played in that, too. But do you get a chance to request to be a member of that particular summer study?
Mr. Representative Deutsch. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Do you know how the summer studies will play out juxtaposed to the Blue Ribbon panel that's going to be studying education?
Thank you for the question, Representative Deutsch. Usually a task force or a commission would involve legislators and non-legislators, appointees by different branches of government. You'll have somebody from the governor's office maybe on a task force or on a commission. I served on a variety of different ones. 2004, I sat on the Criminal Code Revision Committee. That was made up of legislators, judges, attorneys, prosecutors, police officers. We had a whole variety of different people on that task force. So summer studies, when it deals with issues specific to the legislature, like a summer study, if it's just a summer study, that'll just be legislators. It depends upon the definition of what they're going to set up. Representative Holly.
And just a quick follow-up. The governor's task force, he will have several this summer, and they don't answer to the LRC executive board at all. And if they do something like the Criminal Justice Initiative, they came up with a bill. There's been several over the years. The ones that we do from the Legislative Research Council, then they will meet. They'll have two to three hearings, and they'll take testimony on a topic around the state usually. And then they'll have their last meeting if they want to do legislation. And then they will draft some legislation. And then they will come back then to the executive board and say, this is the legislation that we want to draft and submit as a task force or as a interim committee to the legislature this year. The watershed task force, you saw some of those bills were submitted from the task force, oil and gas expiration. We did that. And we submitted some bills forward from the task force. And then the members' names show from the task force on that bill. If the interim committee wants to do legislation, we at the executive board look at it to make sure it's in line with what they were tasked to do. And rather than a discussion whether we agree that the bill should be passed or not, the discussion is, was it in line what we asked them to go out and investigate and bring back bills for? And then it goes forward to the normal bill process. But that's kind of the difference between the two. The governor's doesn't report back at all to the executive board, and these interim study committees will report back to the executive on possible legislation.
And I do know from experience that not all legislation from these committees pass. There's been some very, sometimes a committee will be loaded with certain people with a certain interest in it, and they'll all be in agreement to a specific subject, and the bill will come in and get beat. Well, not as bad as my bill got beat on the floor here a couple weeks ago, but they'll get beat pretty heavy in committee or on the floor. But what we're talking about here, vehicle abandonment, this topic has been around. There's been bills pretty much every year dealing with the towing industry. We need to fix this. We need to fix that. And maybe we need to take a look at it as is recommended. So,
Mr. Chair.
Representative Harrison.
And it's not just the towing industry. It would be the mobile home industry, too. Any vehicle that's titled, which is mobile homes also, they have the same problem with the abandonment issues.
That could be too broad of a subject for a couple of meetings, but that can be brought into it. Maybe abandonment of
titled vehicles.
I think it's the same.
Titled vehicle abandonment. That sound like a good. Okay. Is there any discussion on that particular topic, Representative Kirschman?
Well, Arch, and I know going down 34, there's abandoned mobile homes along the
It's really an eyesore, but it might be on tribal land, so I don't know how you'd fix that, but I mean...
The ones at the chicken ranch are still being used.
Well, this one, there's one just before you get to the corner where St. Stephen's, St. Francis, is it? Or St. Stephen's, that corner. Stefan. There's a mobile home about 3 miles from that corner, and it's just ugly. It's just...
That would be on tribal land.
But that's a topic that we can discuss. If the committee wants to recommend this, we can just have a motion and a second, and we can sponsor it as a committee. Representative Harrison?
I make a motion that we do sponsor it as a committee, that it be a summer study, the abandonment process of titled vehicles.
So your motion would be the House Commerce and Energy Committee sponsors a summer study on titled vehicle abandonment.
That is correct.
Second.
We have a motion by Representative Harrison, seconded by Representative Wick. Any discussion on that? And just keep in mind, we can sponsor a half dozen of these if we want, so we're not limited. Discussion? Hearing none. It's really not a roll call. It's a voice vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We will sponsor this as one of our summer studies. We'll have to get together in a unofficial subcommittee to work out the scope of the requested study, agencies, organizations, as the sheet shows. So we'll have to fill one of these out and try and be as explicit as possible. Any other issues? I have a couple of them in mind, and I'm just going to toss them out. Representative Wick, do you have one?
Well, I was just going to, if we're going to separate that, we could do a separate one on the towing industry in South Dakota. Would that be separate from that, or is that, again, too broad? You know, because like you were just talking about, the titled vehicle abandonment, as I wrote it down. That's a broad issue. Now, there could be a separate one entirely worked up on a towing company. You know, there is no definition of a towing company in law. Some neighboring states have some really creative laws on working with towing companies as preferred providers that allows, like Minnesota has a really neat program where part of that. The Highway Patrol sponsors a preferred towing program. If you pay an annual fee, I think it's $300, your towing company cannot get an overweight, overheight, overwidth ticket, whatever you hook onto, you're legal to tow. You also have to have all of your trucks inspected annually, and you have to have an annual, predatory report. And a background check, predatory background check, and drug test on file for all of your employees. So that way the troopers know when you guys are there, there's a professional there, and they can go get on to the next accident scene. It's a really neat program they do, and it's something we could look at in South Dakota.
I have a question on that. Could a beer distributorship be a towing company?
Under current South Dakota law, if they have a chain, I think they could, because there is no definition of a towing company in South Dakota.
So you could go without having overweight vehicles. Representative Beal?
Chairman?
Go ahead.
I have my own towing equipment to bring back my vans.
So if he paid that $300, he could be...
Oh, there's a very strict definition in Minnesota law is what a towing company is.
Thank you. We can have that discussion in the summer study.
Absolutely.
How do you want this one written?
I've got it mostly done.
I'll let you fill it out, but what would the title of the...
The towing industry in South Dakota.
Would you like that to be, do you make a motion that the committee sponsor that as a possible interim study?
I would move that the Commerce and Energy Committee submit this as a summer study.
Second.
Moved by Wick, seconded by Willardson. Any further discussion on this topic? Representative Beal.
Chairman.
Representative.
Question to the representative from...
Yes, sir.
Stone City.
Yes, sir.
If I have my own tow truck, I mean, is something...
You don't have to be a registered, licensed, or preferred tower. To tow your own stuff, you can do whatever you want.
Okay, we're not Empire Building then.
No.
Okay, thank you.
Further discussion? Voice vote. All those in favor of having title of requested study, towing industry in South Dakota, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We will submit this one too. Are there any others that people want to discuss? Okay, I'm going to toss out two of them that I've been thinking about for years. One of them would be a review of the South Dakota campaign finance laws. And another one would be a review of the Board of Regents. Those, I think, would have to come probably from an individual. I think somebody might take a little bit of... big of a hit on the Board of Regents study, and that would probably take 6 years, but it's a thought. Campaign finance, they need some straightening around. We have a new Secretary of State, and I think she's very interested in redoing those, but is that something worth discussing, or Representative Beal?
Chair, you know, as a newly elected official, just about done with my first session. I agree with you. I came into this thing last year at this time, and there wasn't really a clear-cut guideline. I started calling the Secretary of State's office. I didn't even really have... I'd like to see a nice little book or something come up to a new candidate, you know. The only options I had were to ask people, you know, and contact Secretary of State's office. I agree that it should be looked at.
The secretary before the last one sent out, had a booklet printed out, and I followed it religiously. It was like my Bible because it had all the dates you had to have your reports in. The last one didn't do that, and so everybody, the new ones, probably were out there swimming without a life preserver on, you know.
Representative Willison.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was just curious as far as, you know, what problem, you know, would be directed at summer study to try to, or what issues are there that you know, you would deem that the committee would want to take a look at?
Reporting requirements, donations, not capping donations, but the transparency on where the donations come from and where they are spent, disclaimers on the expenditures. If you read through the campaign finance laws, which I did a little bit here this past year, they are kind of jumbled. What I'm going to be doing is, regardless of the committee here, I'm going to be doing that request on my own. And just... so we can go through, there's some advertising. Campaign finance would also include some advertising, and there are some issues with advertising that need to be addressed.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Deutsch.
I'd support both those. I think those are some good big picture items to explore. You know, as a candidate, I was more than challenged by understanding how to jump through all the hoops on the Secretary of State site, even to know, you know, where I could put my signs. I mean, there was no centralized go-to place for me to understand what I was supposed to do. So I might suggest expanding it if it's possible to go beyond just campaign finance and just look at election reform in general. And then in regard to the Board of Regents, that is a real biggie. And, you know, on the Education Committee, we didn't really have much interaction with the BOR. It was mostly K-12. But I do think to have a greater understanding of accountability and their needs, why do their FTEs continue to expand, all of that, costs, it would be, I think, a great idea to understand better.
Well, if I may, the Board of Regents is one that you can't give it its full hearing in just three or four or even five or six or seven meetings. But it's something I think I've heard a lot of discussion over the past, well, actually, as long as I've been in the legislature, that reins have to be brought in and that type of conversation. And at some point in time, somebody's got to start taking it apart and looking at it. We had a bill on the floor day before yesterday, I think, where the sponsor mentioned that the funding for this project, $2.8 million, was coming from overhead. That's a lot of dollars to be having floating around as overhead. Representative Beal.
Chair. Right. Reflecting back on my past, you know, I mean, when it comes to running the campaign and dealing with what I dealt with, I noticed that the organizations were there to help. And the people that had organizations helping, like the Minnehaha County Republicans or whatever, they had coaches, you know. But I was fresh, new, no coaches. I did okay, but you know, the problems that I had were I put out 500 signs, and I got a call from Pat, Representative Kirschman, and he said, "Arch, you don't have a disclaimer on these." Really? What's that? You know, I'm not saying that you know, I put a disclaimer on all advertising I do in my business.
If I may, that sounds more like the rules are in place for what you needed, but you just didn't have that information there in front of you.
Yes, yeah. A nice little book, a nice little, hey, new guy, this is what you need to do. You know,
can your towing company that delivers beer have a campaign's finance sign on the side of the truck?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I don't know if we wanted, if this committee wants to consider like an election reform summer study or not. The Board of Regents, I think I'm going to back off. I don't think we should really delve into that. Some other, it'd take more than what we can do in one or two or three summers. But election reform is something to consider. Representative Beal.
Chair, back again to my election. And in my area, I'm sorry. But one thing that scares me is the mail, the postcards, the hate mail that comes out. You know, a lot of things unjustified. Not true. No facts. I mean, that's one thing that I'm afraid of is what's going to happen to me next time I run, if I do run. You know, what's the ammunition against me?
Further comments. Representative Stalzer, you just sat up in your chair like...
Well, I can't get into a commercial, but I did help write a manual from a group in Sioux Falls that will provide those to people, and I would talk privately about it.
Are there any further comments or discussion? Anybody interested on a campaign or an election reform? Representative Wick?
I would be very interested in getting into that, and I really like the good representative from Sioux Falls' idea or with a pamphlet we could put out. So you decided to run for the legislature.
Yeah. That will
here's
be,
what you need to do.
If I may interrupt, that will be provided by the new Secretary of State. I don't think that's more of a decision making within that office. And what this study would delve into is election reform.
Yep.
The petition process, campaign finance process, advertisements. Reporting requirements. We did a very small bill this year, which that's where this came to mind when I was looking at changes to make. I started with something very simple, and it really got into other areas of elections and campaign finance. And I just kept it simple, but there's a whole lot of other places to go on this. So,
should we move then to
Representative Wick, do you have a motion?
I would move that the Commerce and Energy Committee request a summer study on campaign finance in South Dakota.
Do you want to...
Or election laws in South Dakota.
How about election reform?
Election reform in South Dakota.
Thank you. We have a motion. Election reform in South Dakota.
Second.
Seconded by Representative Beal. Discussion. Hearing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We will submit just this one clarity, also.
Could the chair repeat the title again?
Election reform in South Dakota.
Thank you.
Okay, any other suggestions? I just want to let you know that the pages have pizza waiting for them. And they've been sitting up here, all five of them, very intent.
It'll be gone by now, so don't worry about it.
Before we go today, we've, over the years of being a chair and members of a committee, we cannot get along without our LRC staff person and our committee secretary. They did a wonderful job this year. As confusing as I made the committee, they were here to put us back in line. And therefore, the committee got together, and we want to say thank you to you two. We really appreciate the work you've done. This is for Pam, and this is for Roxanne. Thank you very much. You. They did a wonderful job. You. You'll notice for you new people, the more years you get into this, the more important you're going to realize just how important these folks are. Just for the minutes, our next meeting will be on January 15th. 2016, that's a Friday. We will probably have a dog and pony show on that day. Is there any other discussion to come up for the good of the committee? Seeing none, Representative Wick.
I move we adjourn.
Motion by Representative Wick that we adjourn, seconded by Representative Wollman, who weighs 189 pounds. There's no discussion on this motion. All in favor of adjournment, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.